High-tech companies trying to win business from public utility companies could have their information shielded from the public if a bill passes the full legislature. Major city utility companies like the ones in Jacksonville and Orlando want to keep the tech companies' information secret during the bidding process. Chip Miriam with the Orlando Utilities Commission says utilities need the most innovative ideas to help them comply with federal laws capping pollution. But he says fledgling companies might be scared of exposure to competitors.
We have been approached by some that have looked at a way to reduce our carbon dioxide footprint by using an algae source. That algae source could turn into a biofuel. We've gone back and forth trying not to share any records to protect their development. But their solution was actually to use a non-disclosure agreement, which our council doesn't believe protects them.
Bill sponsor Travis Cummings, a Republican from Orange Park, says the public records exemption should help public utilities find cost-saving technologies that they can't now.
These issues limit the access of public utilities in relation to business choices that would otherwise provide a benefit.
But Representative Michelle Raywinkle-Vasalinda, a Democrat from Tallahassee, says she's concerned any records exemption is a step toward obscuring government business from the public.
I don't really feel comfortable voting yes on this bill, partially because I'm just concerned about slippery slope-ism.
But Cummings points out the bill has been vetted by open government watchdog group, the First Amendment Foundation. They made several changes, including that utilities must keep the tech company's records for a year after they submit bids. The records exemptions would apply only to scientific information, not financial records. Another measure that passed the committee on Tuesday was one that creates a new tax structure for natural gas suppliers to encourage more widespread use of that alternative fuel. Bill sponsor Lake Ray, a Republican from Jacksonville, says encouraging clean energy would reduce emissions and make Florida more attractive to other countries that have signed the Kyoto Protocol, which reduces carbon emissions worldwide.
If you move your goods by natural gas, you put a zero in that column of carbon emissions that are created as a result of that. So it doesn't matter where we are in that discussion. The United States has not entered that agreement, as I'm sure you're aware. But when we talk about selling our products abroad, it gives us a competitive advantage.
Ray's measure has the support of environmentalists and the Florida Chamber of Commerce. It would create a 5-year tax exemption to incentivize the creation of new natural gas fueling stations. It's all part of the state's plan to streamline its shipping, including changes to ports and inland shipping centers. And finally, the subcommittee passed a bill that would let school districts create fuel for buses and other vehicles out of discarded cooking oil. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.